Be yourself. This short piece of advice is something we've all heard since we were young. Parents tell their kids to be themselves, coaches tell their clients to be themselves, and of course in the dating world, the most common feedback amongst men and women is that they just want their date to be themselves. But sometimes this is easier said than done. But there are two things you can do to start living authentically, even if you feel a little bit nervous or afraid to do so. Stay tuned till the end because in this episode of the Business of Being You podcast, I'm going to show you how to be yourself even if you're scared. And the answer is so simple, it might surprise you. Welcome back to the Business of Being You podcast. My name is Marco Benitez, also known as Coach Marco B, and I'm a certified professional coach specializing in authenticity. I help people to be the most authentic version of themselves and to use that authenticity to do work that they love and to create a life that inspires them and others. So you heard me say that I'm an authenticity coach and I help people to be authentic. And that means the same thing as being yourself. Some people call it being true to yourself or keeping it real or just being honest with myself. Some people say not being fake. I choose the word authenticity. And while different people might use different terms, we're all referring to the same thing. My definition of authenticity is what I say and what I do reflect what I believe. And so when I talk about the authentic self, it means what I say and what I do reflect who I believe I am. And while that definition is pretty clear, at least in my opinion, and it sounds simple enough, there are many reasons why someone might feel that they don't know who their authentic self is, or that they know who their authentic self is, but they can't share it with others. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the second one, where one might feel that they know who their true self is, but they feel they can't share it. Now, I'm not a clinical psychologist and I'm not a psychotherapist, but I am a certified coach. And part of my role as a coach is to help people to broaden or consider a different perspective, to help them to examine why they think something is true, and to think outside the box. So that's what I'm offering today. If you're scared or embarrassed to share your true self, it's likely because you have a fear of being judged by others. But fear of judgment is just the tip of the iceberg, or rather the outside of the onion. I like the onion metaphor better because it illustrates the different layers. So the surface is the fear of judgment, but peel off that layer and beneath that fear of judgment is a fear of being ostracized, cast out, or rejected. Peel off that layer and beneath that is a fear of being alone. And beneath that fear is the fear of if I'm alone, then I won't be loved. And I'll let you in on a little secret, that the fear of not being loved is at the core of a lot of fears, insecurities, and the blocks that holds us back from doing what we truly love and being who we truly are. So if you're nervous or embarrassed to be your true self, your authentic self, there's a good chance it's because you're afraid to be made fun of, be rejected by your friends, family, or coworkers, or even that you'll be accused that your true self is you trying to be someone that you're not. Imagining tough moments like these, or even going through them in reality, might force you to keep being the version of yourself that everyone else is comfortable with. And while that might make everyone else comfortable, you know that you're not. Sometimes, some of life's most profound lessons come to us in the simplest of statements. For example, when your parents or your teachers told you, if they're your real friends, they'll like you the way you are. Or one of my favorite quotes is by Bernard Baruch, which says, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. And there's one other saying, and I want to share it before I tell you how to be yourself, even if you're nervous or embarrassed. And all of this is going to tie together. And the saying is that people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And what does that mean? It means that in the tapestry of life, each person we encounter plays a unique role, arriving as either someone temporary or as a lasting companion. Some cross your path for a specific reason, offering support and guidance when you need it most, teaching us valuable lessons before their purpose is fulfilled, and then they move on. Others are with us for a season, bringing joy, sharing experiences, and helping us grow in ways perhaps we hadn't imagined, only to fade away as new chapters begin. Then there are those rare individuals who become lifelong companions, whose enduring presence in our lives teaches us ongoing lessons and helps us to build solid emotional foundations. So how can you be yourself even if you're nervous or embarrassed? Well, one is to cannonball into the pool and the other is to move to the beach. And I don't mean that literally, so no setting up camp on a beach and cooking franks and beans over a fire. What I mean is that you can just show up one day as the truest version of yourself and let the chips fall where they may. Because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. People who love you for you are going to be happy to see that you're living in a way that is true to you. This might mean you start saying no to people because prior to showing up as your true self, you were a people pleaser. It may mean delegating responsibilities to other people in your household because you decided you want to take time for yourself and you shouldn't have to juggle a full-time job and then come home and do everything at home. It might mean going back to school to get the training you need for the job you've always wanted. Or it might mean sharing your views and how you see the world through song, writing, or video. Your circle of friends may shrink or even disappear. But believe me when I tell you that the pain of losing friends is nothing compared to the pain of the regret that you will experience living a life that is not true to you because of what others think. The other approach is to leave the pool and move to the beach. In other words, change your environment. And again, I'm not saying for you to relocate unless, of course, your true self is longing to live in a different part of the world. What I mean is that while you may have enjoyed the pool before, your true self may now actually enjoy the beach. And so if you feel that you cannot show up as the new true version of yourself in your current circle, begin to explore and create a new circle. This could be spending time in places that align closer with your true self. For example, joining a book club that discusses books on topics you're interested in. These book clubs, many of them now virtual, always have a part where people share their thoughts, their views, and their feelings with others in a group who share similar interests. You might find your tribe on social media. Every platform has its strong point, and Facebook's strong point is its groups. You could find a group around the topic that really is at the core of your authentic self and engage with people there. And if you're looking to meet people in real life, then I recommend you check out Meetup, and you're almost guaranteed to find a group of people that hang out and meet in person across different interests, personalities, and views. A similar website is Evite, where they host online and in-person events across different areas of interest. And does this mean that you're running away and hiding yourself by leaving the pool and going to the beach? No, absolutely not. And that's where the concept of people entering into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime comes in. When friendships and relationships of all types come to an end, it's not always the other person who has to walk away. Sometimes it's you. You may still have love in some form for the person you're walking away from, but it's clear that they serve their purpose in your life and no longer serve you to stay connected with them in the same way you were before. So moving into a new group where nobody knows the old you and as such can't hold you to that old standard or way of being allows you the opportunity to be anybody you want, and they will accept you as you are and never question it. So if I had to summarize the gist of how you can show up as your authentic self, even if you're nervous or afraid, I would say that if you feel like you can't be your true self around the people in your life, first of all, I would say it's understandable because change can sometimes cause us to fear being alone, rejected, or unloved. Second, I would say that just like you wouldn't allow someone to pressure you into driving your car on unpaved, rocky, crater-filled roads and then leave you to pay the repair bill, you shouldn't allow someone else to force you to walk your path and travel your journey of life in a way that will cause you pain and regret that you alone will have to deal with. And lastly, I would say that in the journey of life, only a very small number of people you will ever meet will be there for a lifetime. Lean on them when times are difficult and ask them what they see in you that perhaps you may be overlooking that allows them to provide their love as a constant in your life. And that's the message I wanted to share with you today. If you found value in this message, please like and subscribe to the channel and hit the bell button. That will help bring this message and the others that I share to get to the people who really need to hear it most. If you're ready to show up as your authentic self, are you going to cannonball into the pool or are you going to go to the beach? Tell me in the comments. And if someone came to mind while you were watching this, you know, someone you know who's struggling to be their true selves, share this video with them. Once again, my name is Marco Benitez, also known as Coach Marco B. I'm a certified professional coach specializing in authenticity coaching. You can follow me on all social platforms at Coach Marco B and see everything I'm working on in one place, videos, blogs, links to all of my social media accounts and my podcast on CoachMarcoB.com. So be yourself, be authentic, because you can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance at doing what you love. I'll see you in the next episode, but until then, remember to mind your business, the business of being you.